Revenant. It's late and all the bars have closed. Your friends have slipped away to dark apartments and fern houses, and from the branches overhead, the sweet, slowly tumbling sap. To fade is in our element. To feel superstition rise, a prickly bile from sleep, render its account of the distant bone and ebony of dog howls. And not to stop at parting the translucent skin of your torso just to show you, this is all you are, this is all that you have ever been. Now slowly, I will count to 10. When you awake, you will remember nothing. 2. But you'll remember the occasions always. Someone took your place, or knew better than you did while you lingered still outside the fading heat. They could stroke the silk into a head of hair, the tear into a slick of nightdress, the ribbon in the fold of a banknote. You understood only when the bag was pulled over your head, wingbeats turned to darkness, black ice in the headlight startled roll from the cat's eyes to the verge led astray. There are only so many ways of telling it. This one is for your only life. 2 for those who gave it. 3 for then, for now, for the end of your days. 3. Then all the jealousies escaped, return at night, when you are closer to the summit and the necklace of the coastal motorway glows faintly, jewels swallowed by the evening's mist. Below, the dark is seething over masts and villages, and further, in its flowing amber, the city. You have its tenor in your mind already, savages and Wi-Fi, fireworks erupting in the far, low sky. Every story in the casements of the tenements and tower blocks looks out to you, towards the mountain. Take all the things you've never earned and all the lives not chosen. Take every risk you never ran, the rages of unspoken love, and carry all these burdens to the sacrificial outhouses. If you hope, hope for nothing. Hope for nothing. That's what you want on a Friday night at the pub. I thought we'd kick off with that. That's what a night at the pub's about. So something more cheerful. This one's about joyriders setting cars on fire. Homage to the rant. What's left of the joy-ridden car? Little bakelite heart, distributor of pulmonary tentacles, cake-cooling racks of the seat backs blackened into recognition. It points to an entirely lamentable lack of engagement with the world, democracy, community, newspapers, genocide, cuisine. What were they thinking of? Against the gleam of night, violent flames lit the tank, took to their dark the best part of the leaves of a well-established hornbeam. Sick, this kind of thing. Don't you think this kind of thing must be, without hesitation, entirely magnificent to see? Trail. In the wood is a man with a knife. We make love in the bed, in the dark. Our lives in the bed tell it all, though they never meant more than the stoat in the bank of the beck, than the buck in the trap in the wood. I'm held by the snare of the crook of your arm, and my hand on your belly is caressing or pushing away. You're 3 weeks late. In your bag is a phone with a text from a guy. In the desk is a drawer with a knife. As a child, I would fish in the beck, hook the cans, and I once found a page in the wood, and it showed an old man and a girl in the nude. In my bag were some crisps and a drink. In the trees hung the bats, and they longed for the night. I could capture the pump in your heart with the point of a blade. In the dark, I can tell the outline of your back by the contours you've left in the sheet, on the bed. Sitting in the next room, you're silent. We wait for the kill. So, thought I'd follow that with a rhyming ballad. This one is about a Southern States dog who gave me a coat, apparently. Coat. In Louisville, a languid dog gave up his coat for me. I shoved it on like seal fat over my languid sea, and where it brushed at fingertips, it snagged as if on blades, and where it covered half a face, that half was in my grave. I hid beneath a dog's dead skin in Louisville one day, scraped out the light with fingernails and shone the mane, and lay along the biscuit sidewalk, lay beside the preacher's shoes, laymen kicking at my garments, pores and veins, the pews which gave no cover from the kicks which kicked me out of the church, when half the sky was blue and red, and half of me was earth. In all the seasons of the crackling rain and matted hair, and mud that gets into the pores and shocks that raise the fur, I'd give it up except this coat to wrap me in its heat, and drift and close my eyes and see a half-dead world complete, where mercy is the burial, where blackness is all sight, and jackal-headed gods, blood-robed, check tickets for the flight. Right, this is a short sort of impressionistic one, meditating on the good old days that we hear about from Simon Sharma and the other scruffy one with the long hair and the accent. Days when conquering a place basically just meant setting fire to it. It's called Raid. Palest of mornings, rain as if mist, mist as if smoke, smoke as if rain, had stirred the hot ashes, the still hot white ashes of a hillside of bonfires burning last night. Roof timbers black, rib cages grey, but dark with the slip of this warm, weightless rain. Homes as if bonfires burning last night. Smoke as if mist, mist as if light. I'm just going to do a couple of ultra-short ones to finish. This one kicks off with a really sort of out-of-date reference, but I'm keeping it in there because what it's about is still relevant. And also, I sort of persuaded myself that it was kind of a sort of playful, humorous one, and it starts out that way. But actually, like a lot of things, ends up possibly a bit negative. So the thing it kicks off with is the fact that quite some time ago now, Mark Zuckerberg declared that he was only going to eat meat if he'd kill the animals himself. Called My Profile. See what I've done there. Like Mark Zuckerberg, I won't eat meat unless I killed the animal. I won't eat fish unless I hooked it from the sea. I won't fill my diesel tank unless my own two hands did the torture. Won't buy trainers until I've taken dignity from families and communities. I won't upgrade my smartphone without engineering it myself. In Africa, civil war, genocide. I won't touch a ready meal until a container's worth of immigrants is racked up at sea. Or I won't watch TV. I'll pack up the net, dismantle the RSS feeds. This information is too easily had. How can it come to any good? I'll finish on one that might be a puzzle, or might be a pun, or something. Sound and meaning. The seafront at Brighton arriving by postcard, the flap of an ear. A stoop to the doormat, the way the letterbox shut with a snap. Onomatopoeia.